Mild influenza activity was reported in 51 counties, including Escambia and Santa Rosa, during the week of January 1st through 7th, the latest available figures. 10 counties reported moderate flu activity and 6 reported no activity at all.
We actually haven't seen an increase yet this year over last year. The flu season so far has been pretty much what we've expected.
Debbie Stillfin is public information officer for the Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County. She says no hard and fast numbers for influenza are available.
Regular seasonal flu is not reportable. The only types of flu that are reportable are novel strains, like the H1N1 that we saw in 2009. So what we do is rely on physicians that will report to us as a courtesy when they see patients that have flu-like symptoms. And so far, we haven't seen an increase in any of those reports.
There's also mandatory reporting of flu cases if the patient is under 18 years of age. According to the CDC, an estimated 15-40% of Americans develop the flu each year. About 114,000 people are admitted to hospitals, with an average of 36,000 deaths. And flu is an equal opportunity illness.
At the extremes of age and with certain underlying conditions, for example, those less than a year or two of age and those greater than 65 years of age, it is higher risk if you're in that age range.
Others susceptible to the flu are those with chronic health issues such as HIV, diabetes, and heart disease. Another risk group is pregnant women. Lanza says while they cannot pass the virus onto their unborn child, there are other potential complications.
That's not an issue as far as we know, but it's the physical effects of the flu on the mother, such as developing pneumonia, which of course could have an adverse effect due to the oxygen levels or lack of oxygen levels in the mother making their way to the baby.
This year's flu vaccine targets 4 strains, 2A and 2B, with severity depending on the strain and the underlying immunity of the person.
The H1N1 goes way back to the Spanish flu epidemic during World War I. It's modified a bit in the past 100 or so years. Then the H3N2, that actually is the most common. And then there are 2B strains that are usually more important later on in the season.
And with about 2.5 months left in the flu season, Lanza says it's not too late to get vaccinated. But if you're allergic to eggs, a key ingredient, he says you'll need to ask your doctor.
In the worst case, we would put someone on a once-a-day dose of a preventive medication for the flu. So there are ways of handling it, and there's almost never a reason not to be protected from flu.
Besides getting that flu shot, an injection, and not the nasal spray whose effectiveness has been questioned, there are other more basic ways to protect yourself. Once again, Debbie Stillfin at DOH Santa Rosa.
Good hand washing, coughing into your sleeve or a tissue if you cough, and most importantly, if you're sick and have a fever, stay home until you're well and you haven't had any fever for at least 24 hours without taking any kind of medication.
Stillfin adds that one major challenge every season involves crowded areas.
It is going to spread more in areas where people are gathered together, like in schools and congregate living facilities and things like that. So that's why it's important for them to get vaccines, because it protects not only themselves, but it protects the people around them.
More information on flu season is available at your county's Department of Health website and at cdc.gov. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.